to the In the Pattern podcast. Make left traffic, clear for the option.
Minneapolis departure, Archer 641, Charlie 2000, climbing 3000.
Line up and wait, 7 range, 4 Mike Alpha.
Mark Tower, 172, Romeo Hotel, holding short on the 133, ready to take off.
Albert Delta, about to make it 2-1 Mike, and we're downwind for runway 25.
I'm John.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Mark.
And we are the In the Pattern Podcast. Well, hello and welcome to the In the Pattern Podcast. Your host, John, coming to you from Sun and Fun 2014. This is the end of day one. What an eventful day it has been. Jam-packed with airplanes and people just hanging out around here. I mean, it's just been great. I've been here for about 2 days now, doing a lot of prep work and setting up and just kind of hanging out and catching up with just all of my aviation friends down here. It has been great. There's one thing I will say about air shows is, you know, you come once for the air show. Everybody always says this, come once for the air show, come back for the people. And, you know, yet again, here I am having fun with a lot of my good friends that I get to see, you know, 2-3 times a year. So, been a lot of fun hanging out with everybody. But today, it was the start of the air show, first day, and I was kind of back to work. Went out in the morning and did some work with the Sun and Fun Radio for that morning run-up with Howie and Dave, that David Allen and Howie do in the morning. So we went out, helped set up for that. Then I went around and took some pictures and took some video. Got to see, there was a balloon that launched this morning. Just a really nice sunrise and just the landscape of the whole campground and everything. It was just beautiful start to the show. We have fantastic weather here. It was clear skies, mid-80s, a little cold at night, but other than that, it has just been, we could not ask for better weather. And the forecast is looking great for the rest of the week, too. So it's going to be a good time for an air show. So if you're not in town, you should definitely come down here and check out, you know, this wonderful Florida weather. And if you're from up north, warm up, because it's actually, you know, warm-ish down here. Well, I mean, ask a Floridian and they'll probably say it's freezing, but for the rest of us from up north, and I'm not even that far up north, it is great weather, and it you know, for once feels like spring, which is welcome after the winter that everyone has been having. But other than the weather, you know, a ton of people here. I got to go and watch the air show. We had, just a ton of 3 hours of just, you know, fantastic act after act. Started out with the Misty Blues doing their, you know, usual jump. Went into, I can't even remember all the acts that were here. I know Kyle Franklin was out there with his new group. It was three airshow pilots. I forget, they're called the Invincibles or something like that. So they had a pretty good show. Tiger Air Shows was here. Air Show was here as usual with their T6. Just, I love a T6. Who else? There was a bunch of people. I honestly can't remember at this point. Some of the things I do know coming up at the end of the week is we're going to have the Blue Angels back. It's fresh off sequestration, which I'm very much looking forward to seeing the Blue Angels again. I've only seen them once, and I was actually under the show in the Baltimore Harbor. So it'll be neat to see it from this perspective here at the show line. So I'm really looking forward to that. I will get to see them on Friday, and then they will also be performing on Saturday and Sunday. But I'm actually heading out on Saturday, sadly. So I will only get to see them once. Who else? I saw the Black Diamond Jet team came in. Just a lot of, you know, fantastic pilots. You know, burning holes in this guy. So I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this one. make it a little quick. Hopefully for the next ones, I'm going to start grabbing some people out in the campground and some people around and just kind of see what they think of the show and get you guys a little flavor of what it's like to be down here in Sunny Pond. So if you'd like to check out, you know, some more content from the show, just stay glued to this feed. We'll have a couple of these coming out, at least until Saturday when I leave. And if you want some aviation goodness in video form, Other People's Airplanes will have a bunch of stuff coming out there. There should be an episode dropping on day two from day one for the with a bunch of air show and just the grounds and just, you know, video of Sun and Fun. It's the best way I can describe it. So check out that. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off from Sun and Fun 2014.